Well, yesterday, our friend Alex Stein arrived on the campus of Penn State, Pennsylvania State University in State College, PA. He was there for comedy night. He's hilarious. But comedy is no longer allowed at Penn State. So angry students, very angry students, shut it down. Then they began screaming at Alex Stein. And then one got so overwrought that she spat at him. Now, if you haven't seen this video, pay close attention to the girl who spits on Alex Stein and ask yourself, if you can't picture her wearing a Khmer Rouge uniform executing people, you probably can. Watch.
You say you are the racist. You are the racist. You are the racist.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for buying tickets. Oh, I love you. I think you're a really nice woman.
The hate. So is that okay at Penn State, spitting on people? Well, we asked the president of Penn State, Neely Benaputi, who makes $1.3 million a year at a public university, about that. Seems like criminal behavior on her campus. What do you think of this? But she wouldn't say. She's taking a pass. Apparently, she endorses it. Neely Benaputi, $1.3 million a year. And this is happening, and she can't say word one about it. And yet Penn State tells us that Alex Stein doesn't share their values. Okay. Alex Stein shares our values. He joins us tonight. Alex Stein, great to see you. So why do you think Penn State, you get spit at by a woman at a mob on Penn State's campus. You have to be driven away by police. Why can't the president of Penn State, Neely Benaputi, say that's wrong?
Well, because this is an indoctrination camp from middle school to high school to college. These kids are radicalized to have these leftist ideologies that are not beneficial to society. So these people actually literally spit and assault us in public, and they're defended by their administrator. So this is the sad reality in which we live in. And Tucker, I want to make this point. I want to start off by making this point. A lot of people, after this protest footage went viral, they say, Alex, you're fearless. Don't you get scared when you go in front of these protesters? And I want to say this. Today's October 25th. I don't want to get emotional. My mother died 1 year ago today, and she died in my arms from the protocols in the hospital giving remdesivir without my authority. So watching my mom die, there's nothing scarier than that. So me seeing a bunch of idiot college kids spit on me and yell at me, I have no fear. And that's what I want to try to express to the people out there. She spit on me, but the government and these people that are in power are spitting on us every day and telling us it's raining. So all I want to do is try to wake people up to the harsh reality in which we live in, Tucker.
Well, and you are. I mean, and you are. And I don't know why the president of Penn State makes $1.3 million a year. Welcome on this show anytime to explain why she deserves a salary like that at a public university. Can't say it's wrong to spit in people's faces. She should be ashamed, and she's always welcome on this show. Neely Benaputi. Alex Stein, you are brave, and we appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Tucker.
There's a lot of chaos.